Hi everyone. In this podcast, we will have a look at the poem Aunt Helen by T.S. Eliot. Before you continue with the podcast, it would be a good idea to read over the poem in your Poetry Speaks textbook. Subject matter. This poem is about an elderly woman called Miss Helen Slingsby, the speaker's aunt who never married. She lives near a fashionable area of town and employs four servants to manage her small house. The speaker is struck by the silence that followed her death, both silence in heaven and at the end of the street. The servants, following her death, take some liberties in what was previously a very strict household and express feelings for one another which would not have been previously tolerated by Aunt Helen while she lived. The next heading is theme. The poem centres on the speaker's aunt and draws attention on the material objects which she accumulated during her lifetime, the Dresden clock, the dining table. In a way, the servants also became objects of wealth for Aunt Helen, another sign of her inflated self-image and status. The poem therefore satirises the ritual and the notions of so-called respectable society. Eliot is unimpressed by his aunt's values, which, he believes, have left her unfulfilled and detached from compassion, empathy, and understanding. Hence, she held strict control over the servants, not just in their work relationship, but also in their feelings, and would have forbidden personal relationships between them. It is clear from the poem that the speaker does not approve of her blighted existence, which he found both exacerbating and amusing. Quote 3. Select any three lines or images in the poem that tell you something about the type of person Aunt Helen was, or the type of life she lived. Write the quotes into your worksheet and briefly explain why you've selected each one. Imagery. The only sense of wealth in the poem comes from the images of objects such as the Dresden clock, the dogs who were handsomely provided for, the servants to the number of four. There is no image of Aunt Helen's emotional wealth as a person, nothing about being a much-loved, respectable person or someone who will be greatly missed. When she died, there were no tears shed, only the ticking of the clock, a reminder that time stands still for no one. The next heading is language. The poem is a satire, which means its purpose is to ridicule people's values rather than praise his aunt. The speaker sets out to ridicule her way of life, her misplaced values, as he sees them. There are several examples of irony in the poem. We see it in the respectful title, Aunt Helen, yet the thoughts in the poem are very critical of her lifestyle. You can read more about language and satire in the technique keynote revision card in your Poetry Speaks textbook. The next heading is form. Aunt Helen is a satirical poem of 13 lines. This is not quite a sonnet, which is a traditional form of poetry going back hundreds of years. It is interesting that Eliot leaves the poem one line short of the sonnet form. Perhaps this is a way to suggest that Aunt Helen was not really a part of high society that she considered herself to be a member of. This idea could be linked with the reference to her living near a fashionable square, but not on the fashionable square, and in a small house. The 13 lines may also suggest that her life was incomplete, lacking something that can't be replaced by fancy or expensive material objects. Sound. The most prominent sound emerging from reading the poem aloud is a rolling oar sound, evident in words such as square, cared for, number of four. This sound is again repeated in occurred before in line 7 and provided for in line 8. It is a somewhat haughty sound, and we can imagine the tone of voice of Aunt Helen as she gave orders to her servants. Another prominent sound is heard in the sibilance, in phrases such as silence in heaven and silence at her end of the street. That hissing S sound has a mocking tone to it. Tone and mood. For a poem that is about a family member, and a family member who has passed away, the speaker's tone is very matter-of-fact, detached, and in some instances, quite amusing. We might not have expected this. There is no inkling at all of the speaker feeling the woman's loss, no sense that he mourned her passing, no suggestion that he is saddened by her death. Instead, the poet itemizes some objects that were important to her in her lifetime. This approach sustains a satirical tone throughout the poem. The mood is one of amusement. The reader may feel the irony of a woman who considered herself a person of substance in life, having no one who apparently cares for her passing. The silence might be the silence of respect, but also the silence of indifference. The phrasing in the poem is quite formal and old-fashioned in places, for example, cared for by servants to the number of 4, and the phrase, now when she died. It captures the cold, distant nature of Aunt Helen's personality and suggests how she might have spoken to her servants in an impersonal and formal way. This is not a woman we would warm to. The final heading is personal response. What impression of Aunt Helen did you get from the poem? Would you have liked to work in her house as a servant? Why? Do you think the speaker is being unfair to his deceased aunt?